It is a good time for the spoken word. There's a whole lot out there, from radio to podcasts to audiobooks. Turns out there are lots of choices out there for young audiophiles, too. That is sound from a new podcast from NPR for kids. It's called Wow in the World, and it's about science, technology, and discovery.
There are lots of different types of pollution to give a hoot about.
Yeah.
There's water pollution.
For the first piece in our series, What's My Kid Doing?, NPR's Elizabeth Blair explores lots of choices.
There are children's podcasts for just about everything. For science, there's Brains On.
Internal combustion engines create tiny explosions by combining fuel, air, and heat.
Need help with bedtime? There's Story Nori.
Mr. Fox was strolling through the woods when he noticed a plump hen sitting on the branch of a tree.
In, let's call it the self-help category, there's Dream Big, co-hosted by 8-year-old Eva Cartman.
One of Nicholas's biggest advice for you big dreamers is not to worry too much and the importance of keeping a positive attitude.
Most of these kids' podcasts started with an adult.
We were dismayed that our kids were obsessed with their screens.
Jenny Turner Hall is a writer and performer who lives in Maplewood, New Jersey. She and a few of her friends are fans of Serial, the suspenseful nonfiction podcast for adults.
As Serial broke new ground in podcasting and opened the possibilities of storytelling and really addictive storytelling, we wanted to do that, but bring it into the realm of fiction and for kids.
The result? The unexplainable disappearance of Mars Patel.
So if your mom or dad is listening, tell them not to pay attention. I created this podcast for you.
Mars Patel is a middle school student whose friends go missing one by one.
She hasn't posted anything on Instagram all week. There's no one at her house.
Just because someone forgets to say goodbye doesn't mean she's missing. I mean, wouldn't her parents be freaking out?
We don't even know where they are.
The unexplainable disappearance of Mars Patel recently won a Peabody Award. Last year, The Guardian named it one of the top 50 podcasts of the year for kids or adults. But best of doesn't always mean most listened to. According to the data source PodTrack, less than 1% of podcast downloads are for those aimed at kids. Jenny Turner Hall admits kids podcasters have a ways to go.
We're continuing to try to reach people and let people know that something like this does exist, and we're not the only ones out there doing it.
Turns out audio just doesn't compete with screens, unless an adult introduces the idea.
Who even got the idea that audiobooks was a possibility?
Gosh, I don't even remember how it started.
It was you.
It was me?
Yep.
I spoke with Omema Alawar and her 9-year-old son, Kian, at their house in Washington, D.C. They didn't even know there were podcasts for kids, but they're big fans of audiobooks as a supplement to reading aloud together.
The first one that you got from me was like Goosebumps.
Oh, that's right. It was before Harry Potter.
Yeah, then I got Mouse and the Motorcycle.
And he's a voracious listener, let's put it this way. So it's
I don't want to stop.
For now, young audiophiles like Kian are the exception, not the rule, but they may have a leg up on their peers academically. Past studies have shown that listening comprehension is a good predictor of reading success later on. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.